In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last Saturday, Audrey asked me a question. It's one of those questions that only a child can ask. Simple in its formulation, but profound in its meaning. I was getting her ready for bed, and she said to me, "Dad, what is history?" It took a minute to think about it, trying to find the right words and right examples for a four-year-old to understand. I said, "History are things that have happened in the past, like our day to day. That is history. Going to the library, watching the movie, eating dinner, taking a bath. All of that happened in our past, in history." She thought about this for a moment and then said, "So are we history?" I had to think about that one again. I said, "Yes and no. The things we have done, those are history. But right now is not history. Right now is, well, now." She again thought about what I had just said. I could see the wheels turning in her head, could see the pieces of the ideas being put together. She asked, "Are our clothes history? Is my closet history?" At this point, I started laughing, and I said, "That's hard to say. Things do become a part of history. Things we use become a part of history. They might even become a part of someone else's history." I'm not really sure if I made anything clearer for her, but she seemed okay with my answers and went and picked some stories for her nighttime reading. I'm glad she asked me that question. If you spend enough time around young children, you get asked things like that. Why do people laugh? Why do people cry? Why is red red? Why is sweet sweet? Being asked these simple questions makes you pause and think, really think. They make you see again things that you have taken for granted with new eyes, with the eyes of a child. Eyes that have not already come up with all the answers and so stopped asking questions. This idea of what is history had me thinking about history all week. I began to think about the start of another Advent season, this holy time of year when we prepare for Christmas, when we wait in expectation for the birth of Jesus. This is a season that is full of traditions, which is another form of history. Things passed down to us, generation to generation. Things we'll pass down to our children and our children's children, generation to generation. But thanks to Audrey's simple question, I was looking at these traditions, this shared history of ours, with new eyes, with eyes that have not already come up with the answers and so stopped asking questions. What are these traditions? What is this history? I quickly began to realize that everything about this time of year has become so familiar that I hardly stop and think about it. I hardly stop to recognize the reason behind it. The lights, the food, the well wishes, the gifts. These are all so powerful, so warm and embracing and familiar and comfortable that I can lose sight of a young husband and wife searching for a place to lay down their heads. Of the simple and humble surroundings of a manger, of God breaking into this world by the birth of a child, of the fact that from that moment on, this world and our history, our lives were profoundly changed forever. J.B. Phillips wrote these words about this season. "The true wonder and mystery may leave us unmoved. Familiarity may easily blind us to the shining fact that lies at the heart of Christmastide. We may not always see clearly that so much decoration and celebration has been heaped upon the festival that the historic fact upon which all the rejoicing is founded has been almost smothered out of existence. What we are in fact celebrating is the awe-inspiring humility of God, and no amount of familiarity with the trappings of Christmas should ever blind us to its quiet but explosive significance. For Christians believe that so great is God's love and concern for humanity that he himself became a man. Amid the sparkle and the color and music of the day celebration, we do well to remember that God's insertion of himself into human history was achieved with an almost frightening quietness and humility. There was no advertisement, no publicity, no special privilege. In fact, the entry of God into his own world was almost heartbreakingly humble. This Advent season, as we prepare for another Christmas, I invite you to look with fresh eyes at all the celebration around you, to look with an eye towards the history, our shared history with God that we are celebrating. Every light twinkling on a tree or burning bright in a window of a home, that is the light of Christ, a light that broke into this world some 2,000 years ago, a light burning and growing again, a light of truth that burns brilliantly to guide us out of the darkness of human ignorance and sin. Every holiday greeting and Merry Christmas is a greeting of Christian hospitality, a reminder that we welcome everyone in the name of our God, who so humbly and meekly was born into this world so that we could live in peace. Every delicious treat we make and eat are only half as sweet and refreshing as the grace that is found in the drink and food of this table. At every meal we share with friends and family, every table in our homes we sit down around together is so small in comparison to this table. A table that not only calls all of humanity to gather around it, but has enough room and space for every single one of us. Every gift this season is a sign of Christian charity, of the good works we do in Christ's name for the betterment of ourselves and for our neighbor. And they are reminders that we all receive a gift that surpasses and outstrips all others. The gift of a child, the gift of a life, given for this world, given for all of humanity. What is history? History is the fact that God entered this world to save us, to love us, to give us new life. History is a truth so profound that if we don't lose sight of it, it will change us and it will change this world. Amen.